Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, guess what? It's Saturday, the 9th of November, 2013. We have a special for you today. We have a special episode of You, the Best Invention Ever, and we're going to have two amazing guests. Please, let me move on over to you.
Welcome to You, the Best Invention Ever, featuring host Valencia Lyle Saunders. A show dedicated to inspiring you to invent something incredible, your life.
Hello, 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 party people. Happy Saturday the 13th. I know, you usually used to hear on Friday the 13th, but so it's Saturday, so it's all cool. Anyway, how y'all doing today? And I know I'm usually not around this time of the month, but, you know, last week we had two guests scheduled. But in the, you know, and one of my first guests had a great story to tell, and it's going to be even greater because we get to do it this time. And his name is Ralph Roll, a great friend of mine. We are just too stupid for school. We just love to laugh it up. Just to backtrack, he was my first guest ever when I started doing this, and it was so much fun, and it made the process, you know, absolutely perfect. It took the jitters away. It was just easy breezy cover girl. So I want to thank him for that experience, But last week, you know, I want to do a follow-up show because, you know, I love a good story, and this story has Ralph has to tell. It has lots of drama, lots of suspense, and it's about his cookie company, which we talked about. And Ralph, for those of you who don't know, is a master drummer and has drummed all around the world with all kinds of people. He's currently touring with Chic. You know, that's the official party sound for Chic and for all of us. But he's been having a great time, and I follow him on Facebook, and he's like, in all these amazing countries, people are just like partying their behinds off all around the world, and he's bringing, you know, they're bringing culture, African-American culture and party culture around the world and making everybody feel good, which is so awesome. So that's been fun. He's been, you know, meeting all kinds of cool celebrities like Sting and Bono, and I want to hear about that too, and I want to hear about the latest installment of Soul Snacks, which is pretty cool, his cookie company. And to be honest, you know, you say cookies, music, what do they have in common? They have Ralph in common. And it's been a thread through both his artistic and business endeavors. And I want to get to it. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Valencia.
Well, to let people know, you are in Japan right now.
Yeah, I'm in Tokyo. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Geez, Louise, you are a party animal. You be up at the crack of dawn. Hey, well, thanks.
What'd you say?
That's the part. That's like you know, Chic is. You cannot have a Chic song without going.
All day long.
I know. That must be crazy when you guys are performing and people are going,
No, my goal is to make people lose their entire minds.
And you are doing it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, honey. Thank you very much.
That is too funny. Anyway, so, y'all, Ralph is talking to us, and it's 2:30 in the morning there. God bless you. But you're a party guy. So this is not bad for you, is it?
Well, believe it or not, I am just the opposite. I'm just, I've never
really
been No, honestly, I've never been a club party, let's get up and, you know, stay up until 4 in the morning, unless I'm playing. If I'm playing at a club, that's different. But you will very rarely catch me in the, you know, out in the audience with a white suit on and a black shirt, you know, with no collar, wearing Taco Rabanne, you know, cologne.
None of that.
And some patent leather shoes.
Dang.
Maybe you would. Anyway, no. No, growing up where I grew up, I kind of shied away from the clubs and just wanted to play music. You know, I just wanted to play drums, so I used to practice all the time.
Wow, that's kind of interesting because, you know, you automatically assume that musicians love the nightlife, they love the boogie, they love the disco. Anyway. But it's just funny to know that, you know, if you're not playing, you're just not interested in the whole party scene.
I guess I'm just an odd flower because I just the crowds never interest me to be in the crowd like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, the last time that I stood in a really, really, really big crowd was in Hyde Park in London. J-Lo was performing, you know. And I supported her because, you know, she's Jenny from the block, and I'm from the Bronx, so I went out in the audience. You know, but before that, the last time I was in an audience that big, believe it or not, was at the Amadou Diallo trial in the Bronx. Not the trial, the rally on Royal
Avenue
went out, because I've never been in a crowd like that. So that's how many years it's been.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I want to catch up. So since we're on the topic of chic and stuff, tell me what that's been like. Because, like, I've been watching you on Facebook, and it's been amazing to see some of the pictures you post from your vantage point of the audience, the lights, and the videos of, like, you guys look like you are having the most fun, and you are the party. You know, people think they're out there and they're having the party. No, you guys are the party.
Well, the truth is that I'm in a band that's legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Nile Rodgers is, you know, he's at the helm. He's the producer. You know, Bernard was his partner. Bernard Edwards passed away some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they reformed the band to a new chic. And I am honored to be part of that new formulation.
Wow.
So my goal from the day that I got here was to respect the music to the best of my performance ability. So when people heard us, they weren't necessarily listening to me. They were listening to Chic. So I try to perform to the best of Tony Thompson, who's the drummer, to his level, you know, just to give that same feeling again. And the crowds and the respect and the admiration for the band has grown demographically to where I see literally kids, 15-year-old kids, to grown folks in their 70s out in the audience, all having a good time.
Wow.
You know, it's just showing that music is kind of ageless and timeless, and the chic mystique, as it's been called for so long, is still there, and it's still growing. So it's fun. I'm having a good time.
And he's nominated for the Hall of Fame, right?
This is his eighth nomination.
Wow.
But I think this is going to be the year. You know, he was at the point where, you know, it's probably cooler to be nominated the most times. But I think they're probably going to let him in this time.
I hope so, because it just looks like such a blast, the fun that you're having, you know, around the world, and just bringing these good vibes and good feelings. And like you say, it's timeless, it's ageless, it's just a party.
Yes, it is. The crowds around the world have been out of control. I mean, I'm in Japan now. We're playing at the Tokyo Blue Note, and what it feels like? It feels like, because the vibe on stage is so crazy and we really, really like playing with each other, that we try to bring that out into the audience. So it feels like you have you know, hundreds of people in your living room. That's what it feels like.
Wow.
And then at the end of the show, you know, we invite people up on the stage and they party with us on good times and it's all connected.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my! I would lose my mind. I'd be like, woo! Oh, my God!
Yeah. No, it's fun. You know, it's a fun music. It was a fun time for music. And I'm glad that it's back and strong on many levels.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm glad to hear that. Now, we had a talk a few weeks ago, and you were just, I was overwhelmed with joy as when I heard this story. And, you know, I got kind of verklempt. I got a little choked up about it because I know how hard you work, you know, in general. And I know how work on your cookie company. And let me tell you, folks, these cookies are so good, so good. And I think the sweet potato cookie is like one of the superstars in your lineup, because once you have this sweet potato cookie, you're like, oh my God, what is in my mouth? Oh my God. And me and my daughter have to fight over the cookie.
Yeah.
She's like, can I have that? I'm like, no, you have one. Eat yours. She's like, I ate it. Can I have yours? So when you told me this, you know, I mean, I was just overjoyed because you tell the story, because it just had so much drama, and I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, which story? Because Valencia, you know we talk so much. Which story?
I know.
Which one?
The one, 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay. So I launched my factory in November of 2012. We opened in 2012, and we had to build it out. And it took us November, December to get it really going. So in January is when we actually could launch to start baking and selling. And at that time, I had moved from an incubator in Queens and brought the entire operation back to my apartment, which means cookies had to be baked in my apartment again. You know, I was all insured and followed all the codes and everything. Nothing was any different. But because of the transition period, there was no choice in doing it, so I had to serve my stores. And that means baking started at 8 in the morning and sometimes it went to 12 at night because, you know, you got an oven with only 2 racks and that's all you can do. So my good friend, Daúl Delgado, I got to shout him out, and here's the reason why. Daúl Delgado is someone I've known since I was 18 years old. He's from the Bronx, grew up playing percussion. We've known each other for many years. We fell out of touch a little while. We got back in touch. He helped me to build my factory along with a guy named Jim. But this is why it's so amazing, because he needed a double hip replacement.
Wow.
It was actually bone on bone. And
ooh,
he,
I know
wouldn't,
how that feels.
He came in every single day to help me build my factory.
Wow.
So after the factory was built, we opened up in January. We started getting clients. And I went from about 10 stores to now we're up to about 180 stores that we sell to.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So one of the clients that I was going after was 7-Eleven. And I went into one 7-Eleven in the Bronx on East Tremont. The gentleman brought the cookies in, and I was really happy. Then he got the cookies for his other store on Long Island. They doubled their order. And then he said, I'm going to talk to the regional manager about you doing a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited, I couldn't contain myself. So I prepared for the presentation, but at the same time, I had to fly over to Ireland to do a tour. The day that I came back was the same day of my presentation. So I got picked up at the airport. I ran to the factory. I got the product, changed my clothes, got in the car, drove way out to the middle of Long Island, and when I got there, it was 20 minutes before it was time to close out. As I was
oh my God.
The person in charge was telling people, okay, thank you for coming. See you next month. And it was a scene out of a movie because I just yelled and said, wait, I'm here. He said, who are you? I said, I'm the cookie guy. So he sat back down. People could see I was huffing and puffing and running. So They helped me bring the cookies in. They gave them out. I told them who I was. I told them what I did. I said, I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm literally coming from the airport here. And that day I ended up getting 15 stores from 7-Eleven.
Wow.
And they invited me back the next month. Mm-hmm. And I came back the next month. Just out of sheer happiness and being thankful, I did a very special music presentation for them. And mm-hmm. I ended up getting another 15 stores.
Wow.
So now, you know, we're up to over 30 stores that we sell to from 7-Eleven, including our supermarkets, cafes, delis, and all over the Manhattan and Brooklyn and Queens and parts of the Bronx. So
it's online too, right? You do online sales.
SoulSnacksNYC.com. That's the address. But it's been good, and I just want to tell your listeners this. Whatever you have for your life, do it. Don't let anyone tell you what you can't do. Don't ever let anyone tell you what you can't do. There's a young lady that I know as a very, very good friend of mine in Japan, very young lady, works extremely hard. She's bought already 5 apartments that she's making money from, and it's only because she wanted to do it. And she set out to do it. She did it. Now she travels the world when she feels like it.
Wow.
So all you got to do is just work at it. You just got to put your mind to it. You got to pull in your resources. As I said before, start with your friends and your family. Let them try the product. Get them involved. See if they'll invest a little bit. If they do, then you make them your primary people that if they ever need anything, you give it to them.
Right.
And you grow your business, and you keep on growing. You get out there every day, rain or shine, sun or wind, you're almost like the post office. You make it happen.
Right. Every day.
Every single day. It's not like working a 9-to-5 for somebody else.
Right.
There are no days off. You will do what you have to do for your business, and you will realize that it is extremely hard, but the payoff is amazing.
Now, one part of it that I would love, you had in your presentation, which I heard was, I mean, this was banging. If you do a commercial, you would have these cookies off the shelf in like seconds. And what was so incredible is that you pulled in your music, you pulled in your friends. They were like, no problem, dude, I'm on it. And it was just, you know, the love for you as a musician and what you were doing just fused together. And that was part of the presentation where people were like, oh, sign me up.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that process, because that was just like, I heard the jingle. It was phenomenal.
Well, I came up with the idea to do a music presentation when I was out on the road. So I called up a friend of mine who's a writer, and I said, listen, here's what I'd like. I wanted to have these elements. I want you to talk about all the flavors. I want you to make it fun and funny and easy that people can understand everything we're talking about. And literally, I swear to you, within hours, she had written the melody and all the words, sent it over to another friend of mine who she writes with. His name is Bob Hunter. Her name is LaJuan Carter. And they wrote it, sent it out to me, and it was written really good. And I called up some other people who are friends of mine, Tommy Odom, a young lady named Lena, who came out. And they did an incredible job. LaJuan, Lena, and Tommy was the singers, and Bob, he was like the director, and the crowd loved it. And I just got invited to do a presentation for 300 7-Elevens in California.
Oh, my gosh. So this is exploding.
Yeah. It's starting to explode. I have a new manager in Japan now. I have a manager that I'm looking at in the UK, and I have a management company that might take me on, believe it or not, in Ireland. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So I just think this is such an amazing, you know, because we all think that our lives are we decarb. Let's start over. we take parts of our lives and we put them in little boxes. But you just blow that out of the water because you travel with Chic, you're in these different countries, you see these different opportunities, not just as a musician, but as a businessman, and you make them work together. You just take all of you and make it all just happen.
Well, thank you. But what I find that people do in business when they're trying to start a business, I find that when I talk to them, they spend more time talking themselves out of it. They're talking themselves in. You know, now I don't know if I have the time. I don't know. First of all, every day has 24 hours.
Right.
Even if you work a 9-to-5, let's just say that's 10 hours out of your day. If you look at the clock, you got 14 hours left
right.
of your day. Well, you can use a part of that for some work and a part of that for some sleep. But if it's yours, you put the time in.
Right. And you know, I like the way you said that rings true, at least for me sometimes. You spend more time talking yourself out of doing something than talking yourself into doing it.
Yeah. People do it all the time, and I've just never been that person. If I feel something, I got to see it through.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, and I've talked about this when I speak at schools, success is in finishing the thought. If you finish the thought, you are now successful. The residuals of that finishing is the payoff, the money.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If you make money from it, then you're more successful. But if you finish the idea, you're a success.
Right. Wow. I like that. If you finish the thought, you're successful already.
Already, because you completed your thought.
If
you didn't finish the thought, then you can't say you don't know if what was going to happen because you never finished it.
Right. And so if you make money from it, then it's doubly successful.
There you go.
That's gravy.
That exactly. That's the gravy.
Wow. I like that. I'm going to write that down. Hold on, folks. I'm going to write this down.
I'm so silly.
Anyway, I'm just really happy for you. And I'm telling you, folks, this started, it goes way back for you in your mom and grandmama's kitchen.
It started for me when I was little. I love to cook. I'm a strange flower from the projects, I guess. I mean, I love being under my mother. I mean, I guess I was a mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
hey, nothing wrong with that.
You know, she taught me how to cook. She taught me how to sew. She just taught.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted her sons to be self-sufficient.
There
so
you go.
We took the lessons well. My brother's an engineer. You know.
Wow.
My sister, she just retired. She's a principal. My other sister passed away. She was a union organizer for $11.99. So coming out of the project, single family, single parent household meant, honestly, I don't know what that means because I just happen to be one of the lucky ones. And I go back and I hire people from my neighborhood because maybe they weren't as fortunate as I was. Maybe they didn't have the thing I had.
Right.
You know, so I try to give them and show them that this is the way it's done. And I'm here. I'm from here. I'm not some guy who just came in from a mansion and a yacht. You know?
You're moving with your uncle and your auntie in Bel Air.
There you go.
I think what's such a misconception about the projects is that the projects define you. The projects do not define you. It's just a place to live.
This is how I see it, Valencia. You know, the projects can define you depending on the definition you are looking for.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can, there's a whole, you know, I said this in a documentary. There's a whole lot of bad in Bronx River if you're looking for it.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
If you're not looking for it, it's not going to be there. You know?
Right.
I'm proud to say, which I shouldn't have to, and I've never been locked up, and I ain't never been in jail for nothing. I'm not doing it.
No.
So it just I never wanted my mother to have to pick me up from the precinct or from Rikers Island for doing something that was going to embarrass her.
Yeah. And you know what? Being a mama's boy, if that's what comes out of it, so be it. You know?
Well, if you listen to if you listen to a lot of folks that have been a success and then they talk about their mothers, a lot of them were mama's boys.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, you know, the phrase has a negative connotation sometimes, but it just means you love and respect your mother, so you're not going to act a fool and do things that will, you know, make her look at you and, like, say, boy, what happened? What?
Exactly. Exactly. That's all it is. It's just respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you have it, folks. Let's kind of change that idea of mama's boy. It's just, or mama's girl, because I was a mama's girl. So it's just respect and not wanting to let your parents down.
There it is.
And doing the right thing.
There it is.
There it is. We think too much alike, Ralph. We both silly.
Always. It's been that way for 20-something years, though.
Okay. See? Anyway, I love it. So what else are we going to talk about? I mean, these are, I mean, you know, what we're talking about are not just their success in business, but success in life. And I think a lot of the things you are saying and are just telling us how to be just successful in life. And, you know, if you don't have a business, you know, those, and you're working all the time, it's about success with the family. You know, you mm-hmm. have those hours to spend with family and develop relationships with people that are meaningful.
Yes. Very much so. I mean, there's three words that I live by every single day, because I don't know how many days I got, because we all have expiration dates, but I live by live with passion. Live mm-hmm. with passion. Just live with passion. Live every day with passion, and you won't regret a day of your life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I can, you know, your sense of humor is like, I mean, it's infectious. When we get, when I get around you, I am so stupid. Not that I'm not like that when I'm not around you, but.
Now gets on stage and he's told everybody that I'm the one in the band that takes medication.
And if he ain't on his medication right now, y'all watch out.
he said he's the crazy one in the band. Listen, I love it.
But, yeah. Like, you all, I mean, one of the things you posted, I was like, you know what, they ain't working. They are not working. They playing all day, every day. And you guys had, like, some kind of contest?
It was a guitar contest that we had in Japan, in Tokyo.
Oh, my gosh. Folks, they don't look like they're working. It's supposed to be a sound check. They're playing. They're checking their sounds.
One guy came on stage with the guitar contest with a bucket on his head. It's just madness. It's just total madness.
But there you go, living with passion and having fun and just, you know.
On every level possible.
Every day is an opportunity.
Thank you. Please, y'all, listen to me. Listen, if y'all didn't listen to anything I said, listen to this. We all have expiration dates. You better give it all you got while you can.
There you go. There you go. And those are words to live by. For real, y'all. You got an expiration date. You better check your butt. It might be stamped right there. You can't see it.
I tell you, your listeners are going to think you're crazy, man. I can't wait till you start doing call-ins because that's going to be fun.
Oh, my God. That'll be crazy. Oh, my God. Check your butt. Your expiration date is on there.
There you go.
Anyway.
Like a t-shirt to me. That's a t-shirt.
Check your butt. Your expiration is there. Anyway, Ralph.
Yes, sir.
This is it's always awesome to talk to you. Now, I'm going to extend an invitation to you. You may accept if you like. This is like kind of Mission Impossible. I have another guest coming up, and
yes,
she's a singer. And my producer, she says, when you and Ralph get together, you like two kids know how to go home. So after the play date. So she's an up-and-coming singer. And if you'd like to carry on with me and, you know, talk with her too, you are welcome.
Absolutely. I'll hang out with you.
Cool. Now it's a party. Well, anyway.
You want me to put some music on for you?
Would you?
I'll put on some chic. You know I would. What?
Oh, what? Cool. Let's have a little chic.
You think I won't? Watch this.
You think I won't? You think I'll...
Just give me a second here. Just give me a second.
Okay. Okay. Well, while I'm giving Ralph a second, I just want to put it out there that, you know, the Coco Express, you did the best invention ever. Uh-oh. Ow.
Because you keep talking, I'll put it in.
Okay. Anyway, we're always looking for interesting guests and interesting topics. So if you've got somebody or you yourself, Anyway, and it will give you an idea of who we interview. We interview some really awesome people on the different shows we have. Thank you, Ralphie. And the different shows that we have on, there's Real Estate Straight Talk, there's Paradigm Shifters, there's relationship, you know, shows. You know, remember, you are the best invention ever, so hit us up. Anyway, my next guest, her name is Ashley with us? Okay, well, anyway, let me give you some background on Ashley Brown. She is a new up-and-coming artist, and she has an album called Dear Diary, which is, I've heard a couple of tracks, and it is pretty cool. I was very impressed with Miss Ashley. And she is on a label. Let me get that for you. And I think she's out Forever Young Music Group. And she is out of the D.C., at D.C. area, which is pretty, you know, I did some time. I wasn't in jail, y'all, but I was... I went to college in D.C. So, you know, I know the D.C. area pretty well with the Howard. So, you know, I kind of have an affection for D.C. myself. And I would really love for you to get to know a lot more about Miss Ashley Brown. Miss Ashley, are you here? Do we have Miss Ashley? Maybe we don't have Ms. Ashley yet. So, Ralph, are you still there?
you got Ralph. How are you?
We lost Valencia. It's me. I'm back again. How are you? I really love the story about the cookies and everything like that. So what's your presentation, Ralph?
What's my what? I'm sorry.
What was your presentation like? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I did. Let me see if I can. I don't know if I have it here, but it was a gospel style jingle.
Mhm.
And let me see if I can find the jingle for you. If I find it, I'll just play it for you.
Okay. And Valencia's back.
Hey, Valencia.
Hey, I got dropped. Oh my God. Anyway, I'm back. So you're looking for the jingle? Please play that. It is so awesome. I love it.
exactly I'm looking for right now.
It has got that vibe from like Good Times and Don't Burn Them. You know that one?
Yes. Oh, where is it? I'll find it. Keep talking.
Okay. Anyway. Let's see. Let me get Miss Ashley stats until she gets here. Apparently, she was just gifted from an early age. She, at 2 years old, she was singing show tunes and listening to musical theater. That seemed to be her big childhood influence. Okay, so at 2 years old, when you're belting out show tunes, you are gifted. All right. And her mother heard her, and she just didn't know if it was just like, oh, that's my baby. You know, and or if the child was truly a gifted, you know, artist, you know, talent. So she took her to a vocal instructor named Lydia Hunter, who had never worked with children and heard Ashley and was, you know, kind of gobsmacked at what a talented child she was. And so she took her on as a student and sent her on the road to lots of honors as a vocalist and awards, and, you know, really, I guess, solidified the fact that she wanted a career in the music industry. Anyway, I'd like to hear, you know, when she does come on, I'd like to hear about this journey, because we all have such great beginnings, and I just think that, you know, everybody's, you know, journey is special and has sort of interesting twists and turns, and it makes us appreciate our own twists and turns in life, and that, you know, you can find, as Ralph told us, you know, live with passion, and you'll find what it is you want to do and how you want to live that life. So, Ralph, did you find it?
Yes, I did.
All right, let's hear it. I want to hear this jingle that knocks people off their socks at the 7-Eleven.
This is what you've been praying for. Welcome.
I wish you could have seen the look on the folks' face for the first 10 seconds. But then after a while, you know, the folks in there, we all became, you know, one. It was fun.
Oh, my God. You need to roll up in California with a choir and an organist.
Oh, wait, first of all, do you think I'm not going to do that? Are you kidding?
Wow.
Please. I'm going to go get the dog on California Mass Choir, and we're going to just see? We're going
to... Oh, it's going to be church up in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's funny. Hallelujah.
That I could see you doing this no other way, Ralph, because that's the way you is.
Yes, you know, you know that already.
You know, I know. I know you know.
Is your friend on now? Is she here?
Is Miss Ashley Brown here yet? Ashley? No, no Ashley yet.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. And today, we'll just keep talking. Anyway, when you played that for me, I was blown away. I was like, what? And then when she runs down the cookie list, I was like, it's over.
Yeah, trying to make the people have a little fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. After that, how can they not? You know, God would smite them. They did not place an order for cookies for soul snacks. Smite them.
That's funny. Well, the deal that's going on in the UK to open up a possible store in Manchester. I'm working on it now.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yes.
And you get great locations. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you're not in, like, somewhere you can't find anyone.
Yeah. The places that I'm looking at are just very interesting locations that has a lot of traffic, high traffic, and low rent. So you got to kind of not go where everyone else is looking, but where traffic is good and people are spending money, you know,
right.
Where there's up and coming. Like, for example, if I was living in New York, I would try to put the cookies in Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, you know, because the rents, I would try to go to Jamaica, Queens, where Jamaica Avenue is a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of foot traffic, but the rent is not as exorbitant as trying to get into, you know, as you know, in Harlem now.
Yeah.
8th Avenue between 110th and 155th is astronomical.
Yeah. And you can't, you know, you just can't afford it.
No, you can't. You'll be out of business in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it depending on your product. So, you know, it's just trying to find an affordable outlet for your product with high traffic and people who are, you know, who are spending the kind of money and fits the kind of audience that will buy your product.
Right. Now, when people go to your website, you know, you've got Robin Roberts from Good Morning America, who's an absolute fan of your cookies.
Yes, Steve Harvey, Whoopi Goldberg, Monique, people that have had the cookies, Chris Rock, you know, Ms. Jenkins from Apartment 4F in 1595.
All right, she's a big star. Ms. Jenkins.
Don't talk about Ms. Jenkins now.
Come on.
Folks all over Japan. I have a pretty wonderful and devoted audience of cookie buyers in Japan. I was very fortunate. Oddly enough, I know I spoke about a young lady who has 5 apartments, but she also taught herself how to speak Spanish and English.
Wow.
So, you know, she's a go-getter, and she was the one who found my staff for my store.
Really?
You know, yeah, she's a believer. She believes that anything can be done, believe me.
Right. She believes in the soul snack.
She could probably build a mansion out of toothpicks. This girl, she's amazing.
Hey, but, you know, yeah. Talent is talent.
Yes. So that happened there. You know, maybe people are saying, well, I don't get to travel like he's traveling. I don't see the folks. Well, the fact of the matter is the people that are in your family, your friends, the people that are close to you are always going to be your first line of folks that are going to be honest with you and support what you're doing and spread the word. Not only that, you have social networking now that you didn't have 15 years ago. You can advertise your product. You know, if you go to my Facebook page, it's facebook.com/Ralph Roll, R-O-L-L-E, you will see people from around the world, because every time I go somewhere, you know, I do a chic show. I'll tell them about my Facebook page. They'll join. They'll learn about the product. Want to know more. So however you can get it in, fit it in. You know, however you can make it happen. There's companies out there that can do 5,000 flyers for under $200. You just got to do the search. You know, if you want any more information, hit me up. I am glad to give it to you. Absolutely glad to give it to you. You know, I'll tell you. Say it again.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'll tell you what I did right. I'll tell you what I did wrong. You know, I would not want you to fall into the same areas and pitfalls that I did. Hopefully you can learn from my mistakes and from my triumphs. But if it's that's going to grow your business or grow your idea or an alternative income that you're looking for, then I will try my best to lead you in the right direction by examples of people I know, from myself to producers and writers and teachers and Nile Rodgers and, you know, their story. Speaking of which, if you want to see, read a good book that's inspiring, go get Nile Rodgers' book. It's called The It's an incredible book. The odds that this man overcame can inspire anyone to overcome anything that's going on in their life. And I'm talking about from child abuse to drug addiction to cancer. He's beat it up.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, read the book. I'm telling you, it's an amazing read. It's amazing.
Wow. And that's the you know, that's why I like doing this show and talking to people, because people's stories are you know, all our stories are amazing when you hear them. You know, we might not think because we're just living our lives, but, you know, they inspire, you know, your story inspires me. His story inspires you and can inspire so many other people to take a second look at their own life and their own possibilities.
Well, the possibilities are endless. I mean, like I said, I find when I talk to people, they talk themselves out of doing something more than they talk themselves into it, because they're more worried about what somebody else is going to think.
Right.
And that is so temporary. That is so temporary. Folks are gonna
think you don't think of that.
No. I've heard it more times than I
thought that up.
Yeah, people are always going, well, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm trying to be all, you know, I don't, come on, what are you talking about? That's like, your life is your life. Your breath is your breath. If somebody's thinking something negative about you, then maybe they're doing you a favor to let you know what kind of person they really are.
Right, so, and you know, what you said, that's temporary, because as soon as you're doing something that they like, they'll change their mind right on the spot.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to just tell you, there's been a few occasions when people have said, well, yo, who he think he is? Well, I think I'm a good person who wants to do good things.
Right.
So that's what I think. And then sometimes you find that the folks that are hating, as soon as you're doing something or they see you on TV or whatever, or they see your product in the store, all of a sudden, yo, I know that dude. That's my dude. That's my dude right there. But
it's true.
You know, you can't let the next person, you know, keep you back, because you know they're hating on themselves. You know, but luckily for me, I've been fortunate enough that the majority of people that are around me have been in my corner, that have come to my rescue or support or given me advice, and that's important. Good advice, bad advice, it's all good, because you take it for what it's worth.
Right, and the fact that somebody reached out to you.
Right, exactly. And it's a good thing that you do have Facebook, because you post something and people will notice it and go, wow, you're doing your thing. You know, and they'll pass that on. You know, it's free advertising.
And there you go. And like you said, there are so many more, you know, that wasn't there 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and that you really had to struggle to get an audience. You really had to struggle to get yourself noticed. Now it's like, it's almost instantaneous, whether it's good or bad.
Yes. Yes. It's instantaneous. It's virtual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, look, for example, let's take Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter was an idea that some guys had to start 4 years ago, that in 4 years is a global, is a product used globally that has not made a dime. They
right.
went public. They went public yesterday, and these guys are now all billionaires.
See?
And
who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Exactly. They just finished the thought.
Mm-hmm. And didn't say how much money are you going to make out of this.
Right. That wasn't what they
Hello?
Were thinking in the beginning.
Let's see. Is Yes.
Oh, hello, Ms. Well, Ralph, thank you so much for continuing on. We're going to continue anyway. But Ms. Ashley's here.
Yes, Ms. Ashley's here.
Hi, Ms. Ashley. I don't know why I have to say Ms. Ashley.
Right. No, you don't have to say Ms. Ashley.
It just feels right. Ms. Ashley Brown.
Yes. Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm having an awesome time in Vegas.
Oh, girl, you in Vegas? How?
Yes, my first time. It's amazing. Oh, my goodness.
I can imagine, girl. Well, Ms. Ashley, I want to introduce you to someone. His name is Ralph Roll. And Ralph
oh,
is like,
how
are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Ralph, are you? Ralph is a master drummer. He's playing with Chic right now all around the world, so he's been all around the world doing his thing. He has a cookie company. We've been talking about that for a minute if you had a chance to listen. Now, I want to talk about you, Ms. Ashley.
Oh, wow, right.
Okay, so this is, am I correct in saying this is your debut album?
Yes, debut album,
yes.
Entitled Dear Diary. And this is actually the first one that I'm doing. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You finish your thought there.
Okay, so I'm working with amazing producers, Rico Anderson, King B. Oh, my gosh. It's just so many. And I'm working with Bernard Hudgens, amazing writer. I'm learning so much from vocal production, arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. So for my next album, I'll be doing a little bit more writing. I did two songs on there, Promises and So Done, that I've written. So this album, I'll be doing a little bit more writing, but it was an amazing experience.
You love the process.
Oh, my goodness. I loved it. Yes, I love it so much.
That's good. You know, as an artist, it's good to learn a lot and to be a part of the process and take it all in and really, like, you're gearing up for the next album and ready to put, you know, more, you know, your stamp as a writer and I guess that's, you know, and a bigger contributor
Definitely.
On a lot of different levels. So tell me, Dear Diary, that's such a personal title for an album.
Yeah.
What inspired you?
Well, it represents women. It's actually about, it's like a relationship, and it's telling, you know, just everything that goes on in a relationship, like from beginning to end. And every song that's on this album, every woman can relate to at least one of the songs. You know, you starting off from where you met the guy, it would be the first song, and then you going down the line. You going through the Promises and the Lion, and then you having some good times, then you got, you know, he's pretty much denying a relationship, and then, you know, when you get all the way close to the end, you get to the point where, you know what, look, I'm done. I'm not taking no more of this mess and, you know, all this nonsense. And then you got the party song, like, it's party time. It's time to have fun now because I'm done. I've been through all of this stuff. Oh, we get ready to party. So, yeah, it's like a roller coaster. It takes you up and down and, but,
speaking of that party song, which I did check out, which is, not, you know, it has that go-go beat to it. Am I correct? Yeah, because I was in D.C. for a while, and I love go-go.
yeah, I love go. It gets you moving. It definitely gets you moving.
Yeah, and it's got that little backbeat.
And
it's like, whoa, hey.
yes. it's definitely party time. We get up, it gets you moving, definitely.
Uh-huh. And you did some, you know, go-go was part of your, you used to do sing with some bands that did go-go, right?
Yeah, I sung with two bands. I started off with a band called Mental Traction. They were out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with them for about a year and a half. And then I moved to a band called Reaction, the Reaction Band. And they had a big following, and it was amazing working with them. But it pretty much was just two bands, but it was an awesome experience. I learned from them. I learned a lot of presence and stage presence and getting the crowd moving. So it was definitely beneficial working with a go-go band.
Excellent, because, you know, that crowd, they just want to party, and they ain't playing with
you.
Yeah,
they just want
to party. You got to bring it.
Yeah, you got to bring it. You got to be out there rocking. Yeah, let's go, you know. And it helps. It helps.
Yeah. Especially now you got your solo career. You got to bring it all the time. You the heat.
Yeah, you got it. And you got to be on it.
Mm-hmm. And we're hearing one of your songs in the background.
Yeah, that's party time. I hear it.
Yeah.
Rico Anderson did the production on this.
Oh, yeah? Hey. I hear that go-go back. Hey, Ralph.
Yeah, go. Hey. Oh. Hey.
Okay, we're going to pull that down a little bit. Wow. Are you still there?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
You know
yes.
go-go? You know go-go music? You know go-go?
I know music very well. There's, I grew up listening to Chuck Brown. It was very...
Yes, very, Chuck Brown.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I was so upset that go-go didn't take over America, but, you know, maybe it's good that it's still solid in D.C. like that. I got a good friend who has an all-girl band called Belladonna that's ridiculous.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down in D.C. I love go-go.
Definitely love it for the women. I love Belladonna. Amazing band.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know what, Ashley? We got to start a movement. Get you out there and get go-go going.
definitely. I would appreciate your help.
Of course. Are you kidding? You got to spread the word.
Yes.
Back. Ashley Brown is bringing it.
Yes, definitely. It's party time. we got to let loose. We wear so much, and we got to let loose and just have a good time sometimes.
Absolutely. Earlier, Ralph was saying, you know, we were talking about living your life, but living it with a lot of passion and a lot of energy.
Definitely.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do. When so much of worry and stress and frustration, sometimes we just have to just let go and have a good time and, just let all our worries and cares go and just be free and have fun.
That's right.
Just
be you, right?
Definitely.
So Ms. Ashley, Now, I was reading your bio, and I read that you were singing at two show tunes.
Yes, I was.
Musical theater. What just attracted you to you know, the sound, the talent was already there, and it just exploded at two.
Right. Well, see, no one in my family could sing, so I think the attraction was from the musicals. My mom used to make me and my, I have a little sister as well, she used to make us watch musicals all the time. I mean, when I'm coming home from school and I was in, like, pre-K, I came home, she was putting on musicals. She wouldn't let us watch cartoons. Her reasoning was, you know, everything wasn't pure. She didn't want us to be intaking, you know, negative things. So we was watching, I mean, Sound of Music. I can say that I watched Sound of Music a million times.
Really?
I know that movie from beginning to end, backwards to front. I know that movie. Same for Mary Poppins and Oklahoma. So she kept us watching musicals all the time. And then we had to watch Bible Stories, but they were musicals as well. So it's like I just picked up singing. And I started enjoying it, and then, you know, throughout school, I took that as an interest.
Oh.
And it became a part of me. It just became a part of me. I just loved it. Commercials, you name it. A lot of times when I'm speaking, I'll just sing answers and not aware of it. It definitely is a part of me.
Wow. I think that's so cool that musical theater or musicals are a part of your background, and here you are, this really cool R&B singer. How does that work its way into your style right now?
Well, you know, it helps so much because it's a part of me, so it's a passion.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I do, I'm working on my project, I'm so passionate about it. It just makes it a lot easier.
Right.
It just makes it so much easier because you have to enjoy and love what you're doing because
right.
It won't come out as it's real. So everything that I'm singing, I want people to be able to feel it and be able to connect with me. Like I said, example, Charlie Wilson is she's one of my favorite R&B artists.
Charlie Wilson?
Charlie Wilson, Toni Braxton, and I say Whitney Houston, Kelly Price, because when they sing, or, you know, even if they're playing around with a song, I feel everything that they're singing. It's a connection that they have with me, and I'm sure I'm not the only person. But I want people that listen to my music to be able to feel what I'm singing about. I want them to be able to connect as if they know me.
Right. And
so
that's being authentic, it's being true.
Definitely, definitely. So the love makes it even more, you know, it makes it better because it's that passionate feeling that I have. Yeah.
Wow. And I know we were talking about the artistic process of recording, and Ralph, not just a drummer but a producer as well, he has definitely been through the process. Do you have any advice for Ms. Ashley, Ralph?
No, I'm like I said before, you know, there's a network of people that she has that she will always have, and you start marketing with them and build on that network. You know, try to get as many of those folks to be passionate about what she's done and continue to promote it. And, you know, that's basically the same formula I used to get the cookie started. So, you know, just use that network. Write it down, and I guarantee that list is going to get longer and longer and longer.
Wow. Yeah. Just keep being passionate. Keep putting it out there. Keep telling people, you know, like you said, who you are through your music and your, you know, your passion for it. And I think that's missing in certain artists. You don't get that, you know, like you said, there are certain artists out there when they sing, when they perform, they touch you in a way where you're like, I get you, you get me. You know, there's like some kind of communication back and forth with the listener and the artist.
Definitely.
And I think one of your other songs kind of conveys Diary, your first, you know, the title song of your album.
Yeah, the intro. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's the intro to the album, Dear Diary.
Yeah, and I really, you know, I listened to that, and I really, I you know, I kind of felt like I got you, you know?
Definitely. It's like, Dear Diary, I wanted it to feel like, you know, when you're reading the title of a book,
mm-hmm.
and you're opening up the book, it's like you're opening up the first page, and the first page is like, wow, I want to read this book, and I want to get into it. This is the introduction. This is amazing, and I'm going to be so interested. That's what I wanted the intro to be.
Right.
And I wanted, you know.
You wanted to entice people to go for the next song and the next song.
Definitely.
And I think the idea of titling it Dear Diary, because, you know, it's always – you always want to sneak and read somebody's diary, right?
Right. Exactly.
You know, checking on their secrets, see what's going on, and be like, ooh, I didn't know that about her.
Right. But, you know, initially I wanted to just open people's minds, and I want them to see and learn and get to know Miss Ashley. And so, yeah, Dear Diary was definitely one of the songs that I really, really felt when I was singing. Well, I felt all of them. This one, you know, I wanted people to hear what I was saying. This is what the album is going to be about. And, you know.
Yeah. And in a
way,
it's like kind of opening yourself up. I'm an open book and kind of exposing parts of yourself, because I think as a performer, what you do when you get on stage is you reveal parts of yourself, you know?
Oh, definitely. A lot of times you reveal who you are completely. Like I said, when you're singing and when you sing your songs, you want people to feel what you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times you can't act that unless you're just an amazing actor.
Right. And how does that feel when you have to really be open and, you know, the audience doesn't have to be in your head to you know, see what is driving them, but do you feel like sometimes you get on stage and you're like, ooh, I do not feel like going there today? How do you get there?
Oh, no. No, actually, you know, even if I'm tired or whatever, it's like I turn it on because it's a part
mm-hmm.
of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always a part that you want to express.
Right.
So, you know, whatever the day is, it might be another side that you want to express, but it's always a part that you need to express and get out.
I think that's very cool because, you know, the average person would be like, ooh, how do you get up there and do that? But this, like you said, it is your passion. It is what you,
mm-hmm.
you know, sounds like you were born to do.
Because
right. you were two when all this started. Yeah.
I got to sign off because it's...
Oh, you know what? It's like... Yeah, you got to go to bed. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning in Japan. Ralph, I love you.
Oh, wow.
You know I love you. Yeah. He's hanging out with us from far, far away. I love you. And you know you're the coolest guy on the block to me.
I'm the coolest guy on the block right now.
Just right now. You're the coolest block on the block. Blah, 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 right now.
Cool guy. Well, it was nice meeting you.
Well, take care. I'll see you guys later. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Okay.
Bye. She's like, okay. Bye, Ralph. Okay, back to you, Ms. Ashley.
Yes.
Yeah, so where were we before we signed off? Tell me about some of the people you worked with on this album. you know, that must be awesome to collab. You know, it is a collaboration between the producer and the artist to really, you know, bring this album to a place where you all feel it's where you want it to be and you're saying what you want to say.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it has to be a connection. But a lot of times the connection is just through the music.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Party Time. Rico Anderson did Party Time. He's done things with Will Smith, Boyz II Men.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with King Beats. He did music, drums, and all that with Ronald Isley.
Wow.
Some other people I've worked with, Brandon Blotnick. He's done things with Drew Hill and the writer that did most of the writing, Lenard Hudgens. He's written for Melanie Fiona, Jennifer Lopez, Maya. The list goes on, but, you know, I felt honored to work with these guys because, you know, like I said, I've learned so much.
Right. And, you know, these two guys, they sound like they got a lot to share.
Definitely. Oh, they do. And they're so humble. It's amazing working with them because they're so open to teaching as well as doing their job.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're showing me different things. Like I said, I'm learning vocal production and arrangements, and when I was writing my music, I just, you know, did basic three-part harmony here, three-part harmony there. But I'm learning so much to where the next album, I'll be able to write more and you know, but this album right here, it was amazing because I'm still expressing myself. I'm expressing my whole life.
Right.
And, you know, I had one young lady at one of the listening parties. She was like, I really like this song, and I really can relate to a lot of the music. Me and her was around the same age. And she said, you know, I really relate to your music, and I've been through a lot of the situations on the album. And I'm like, you know, that's what I wanted. I wanted people to connect with it.
Right.
And show that, you know, you're not the only person to go through this. We all go through these, you know, these relationship issues and all that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to party.
That's right. We're going to get over it, and we're going to party.
Exactly.
And uh-huh.
At the end of the day,
that's the last thing we want to do. When I think of some of the artists I love and, you know, over time, I think, like, you're at home at night sometimes and you have your music on and you just be listening to a song, you're like, yup, yup. And every time you hear that song, it takes you back to that moment. You know, that's what's so cool about having a song that touches you. You never lose that moment in time.
Oh, you never lose it. And I want that moment with everything. I want everybody to always feel like that. I want people to, when they hear Ashley, I want them to say, oh, yeah, this is my song. I love this. This is me, you know.
Right.
This is me. I want people to always feel that with everything. I mean, even the fast songs that we do, I just want people to feel it. Get to know me. Because you're going to know me through my music.
Absolutely. I think that's very cool. And so many people think that it's like you, one day it happened and nothing else happened before that moment.
Yeah.
What were some of the more challenging times in your pursuit of your career?
Well, getting with the right people.
Yeah, that's always a challenge, right?
Yeah, you know, you wanna get somewhere where you can grow. Because there's always room to grow, especially in artistry. There's so many things you need to learn. And I would say, you know, getting with the right group of people, which I have found the right group of people. They are amazing.
It sounds like it.
Yes, definitely. It's God is good.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think what you're in turn trying to say is that it is, there are the wrong people out there, the people who don't let you grow, who don't give you those opportunities to learn. You know, and I'm hearing, Ashley, you're someone who is really open to learning about the best artist you can be and having these great experiences and not settling.
Definitely. Even the most successful people have room to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one is at their best ever. So, you know, working with them and learning so much is making me better. It's making me a better artist,
mm-hmm.
Performer, writer, singer, you know. So, you know, initially I'm just excited about working with them. I'm excited about getting it out and being heard.
Right. And that being said, how did they discover you? How did Forever Young Music Group discover you?
Well, I had a show for my
mm-hmm.
birthday with one of the bands that I started with, Minimal
mm-hmm.
Traction. And my manager and one of my label mates,
mm-hmm.
Nelson Frank, they came and they listened to me while I was at this show. And they gave me a call and wanted me to come and speak with my manager now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, we talked over some things and I ended up working with them and, you know, it all began.
Right. Really. What did you hear from them that made you say, I think this might be a place where I could do something?
That when they said that we were going to start working on my project immediately.
Okay, there you go.
Immediately, and my stuff will be released, and it will definitely be heard. And,
wow.
You know, that was my number. That was my number one goal. So,
yeah.
You know, you always need somebody that's going to push you.
Right, and there was a sense of urgency about getting you out there, not like you just being, you know, playing the waiting game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, overall, like I said, I want the music to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want it to just sit. I didn't want it to sit. It has a purpose and it's a meaning.
Right.
And I needed it to be heard. And working with them, you know, with Party Time, it's been played on
mm-hmm.
different stations, home and on radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, internet radio,
mm-hmm.
and radio stations. So, you know, it's being heard, and that's what I want, for the music to get out there, for it to be heard and to be enjoyed.
Right. Of course, yeah. And I'm telling you, Party Time, I like that. It's just like, yeah, let's just over, people.
Fun.
The bad times are over,
man,
it's time to
fun.
Party.
Definitely.
Well,
it's so fun.
Ashley, I'm really impressed with you as an artist and listening to. Yeah, I am, really. And I really wish you, I wish you a lot of success. And if the Coco Express can help get that out there, we're, you know, awesomely happy to do that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Oh, thank you, Ashley. I really enjoyed speaking with you, too. You know, just to hear a young woman so passionate about what she wants to do and that she wants to grow and really, you know, find a place for herself in the business where she's all she can be.
Definitely. Being here, I met a lot of people at the Sister to Sister event, Lana Risley. I met a lot of actresses. I met Eddie LaVert, but I met
mm-hmm.
A lot of comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a party, and, you know, we were just partying with them, and I felt so at home. It felt so good. You
mm-hmm.
know, so I just feel like that will be, you know, a part of me as well, hanging out and being around the singers that's been doing it for a long time and the actors
right.
and actresses, because that's also another passion waiting to pursue. But as
that's,
of now, you know, music is the first thing that I need to get out and be heard.
Right. Well, excellent. I wish you the very best, and I hope to interview you again and, you know, and
yeah.
check up on you and see what's happening, what's going on with your career and your life.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, and I appreciate
oh.
you.
Oh, thank you, Miss Ashley.
Yes, and I will definitely be back.
Excellent. So keep us posted. We want to hear what, you know, what's moving and shaking. And I got a feeling things will be moving and shaking for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. So till next time, Ms. Ashley. So everybody, that's
yeah.
Ashley Brown. Go pick up her debut album, Dear Diary, and check out all the emotions she has to, range of emotions she has to express to you and for you to feel something. And relate to and just have a good time with. All righty, Miss Ash.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, folks, that is our show for today. Thanks for tuning in. I had so much fun. You know, my good buddy, Ralph Roll, always keeps me laughing, and it's not even like an interview. It's just like a phone call conversation or just hanging out. So that's always a treat. And to meet a new, an up-and-coming artist, and she just seems, you know, to talk to somebody in the beginning of their, what seems to be a great career in the making, and to hear how in love she is with the whole process of, you know, her career inspires me. So I hope it inspires you as well. And, you know, I think we had some really great advice from two, you know, great artists, number one, and a businessman, and she's a businesswoman too. So let's try and, like, take some of these nuggets and really use them in our own lives. They're not exclusive. They are very much accessible and available to all of us. So I want you to go out there and be what? The best invention ever, because it's all about you. All right, I'm going to sign off now. Love you. Bye. That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.